welcome to Kino Stats.
Hello!
The Kino Clash stat tracking episode. I'm one of your hosts, Brendan. This is the start of another episode, Kyle. This isn't being added to the back end of something. You have to reintroduce.
You're right. You're right. I apologize. We have a form.
Yeah. Well, Kyle, you've so rudely butted in. Why don't you introduce yourself?
I always famously introduce myself last, Ryan. Thank you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, can someone? Can anyone?
Well, that makes me Ryan the Fool. Of Kino Clash.
I'm just simply Kino Alex. Cash. No title.
Simply Alex.
I'm Simple Alex.
The only stats-themed way I can think to introduce myself is Johnny Depp in Transcendence.
I'm sorry. No one was listening to what you were saying. We were all laughing at Alex's Simple Alex joke.
Yeah.
That's fine. It was something about how you
like the movie Transcendent because of Johnny Depp.
I just think it is an underrated gem, and yeah.
He is? What was that movie?
Don't worry about it. I feel like...
I don't like that movie, if memory serves. I think I remember being...
I don't see why you would. It looked really bad.
I don't see why we're talking about Transcendence.
Yeah, actually, what is this comparison to yourself?
I don't know.
He said that he's random. Just like him.
Yeah. What does that mean? Forgettable and no one cares?
Or is he...
Anyway.
Enigmatic character, that guy.
Is he slowly turning into a computer? Like, I don't understand.
We're here today doing a little special bonus episode.
You're just moving past it.
Okay. By the way,
this is probably the most
self-filating special we could do, because it's not like Christmas.
No,
we're here to celebrate ourselves.
sometimes you need a good old pat on the back.
We probably should have gotten some fans to do this for us or something, but
I mean.
I think it's better this way, because like we never mess anything up. So we
Kyle, did you gather
right
any
better,
of the
more
did you gather up
that.
Any of the fan questions from the Spotify?
Buddy, I don't know how to check the Spotify. You ask too much of me.
They're all you, aren't they, Brendan? Or a lot of them?
Well, I can't see if anyone else has posted anything in there.
That's true.
I don't know. Well, and after I mentioned it, and I don't know if Kyle did this knowingly, but he did remove the feature. I can no longer do it.
I did not mean to. That's impressive.
But anyway, yeah, we're here today to talk some stats. That's why we're here.
Yeah.
We got some fun stats to talk about. I think Kyle's been studying and doing a little bit of research behind the scenes. So, what'd you dig up, Kyle? You got anything good for us today?
Well, we got two big categories. I wanted to do the game aspect of this, and then also, you know, just kind of what we watched and the similarities that track and whatnot. We could do a game show style. I don't really know. I think we're just kind of vibing. And then there were a few oddball questions in there, like how many movies was the bad guy either Nazis and or Gravity?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was so curious. I was so hopeful that you'd gather that data for us.
So yeah, where do we want to start? Do we want to start about the game aspects of this, or
let's start with the game,
the movies?
I think the game aspect. I mean, this was always a game. This was always a competition. This was always meant to have a winner and a loser, right? That's how you pitched it to me on the phone when you said
I did. I said it's gonna be brutal. If you're losing, that means your tasted movie sucks, and if you're winning, you're an elite god. As a reminder to those listening, after the round of 64, the final win-loss columns for each of us was Alex winning 5, losing 11.
Can I get a round of applause, please?
Oh, yes, yes. Oh, and that was last place, by the way, everybody. That was last place. So, everybody, a nice little round of applause.
It'll be edited in. Don't, narrowly. Don't, please don't clap into the mic.
Yeah, I got it.
It'll be that close. Don't worry about it.
Narrowly beating Alex is me with 6 wins and 10 losses.
Insert booze.
After that, we have Brendan with a completely even 8-8.
That was always my dream.
Hysteric crying.
And yes, we famously have Ryan, who went 13-3, everybody. 13-3. Hip, yay. Hip, hooray. Yeah. Yeah, he's so cool. Oh, man, that would have been a good one. How many Orions are on the IMDb top 250?
Most?
Yeah, we could just probably
you can
kind of
eyeball it and just go, yeah, I think 2001 is a much loved movie.
But yeah, so I've got everybody's longest win streak and longest losing streak. So right off the bat, I think we know who has the longest losing streak and who has the longest winning streak. If anybody wants to go ahead and
Kyle, I do have a question. Do you consider a streak like consecutive times? You're
not consecutive. Okay. Just
I was gonna say,
times.
If we did consecutive, you would have gotten both, right? Like you would have.
You're correct, actually, because I did have that stat up at first. But yes, I had the longest losing streak out of anybody.
Wasn't it 10 movies?
Something, right?
It was 9. 9 in a row. From Green Mile to The Prestige, everything in between was a bitter loss.
Yeah.
Who was the winner? Who was the big winner?
It's probably me.
It was. Okay. It was. Ryan had the top win streak, and it's not as aggressive as I thought it was gonna be. It was 6.
Six.
And it was up until Alex took you down.
Was it Edge of Tomorrow, Pulp Fiction?
Edge of Tomorrow ended Ryan's win streak. Of 6. That was followed by another 5 until you were taken down by yours truly in Inside versus Shin Godzilla.
That was my movie.
Oh, fuck. Oh, I might have counted wrong then. Shin Godzilla was yours, really?
Yeah.
I had never seen it before. That was Brendan's.
Well, let me tell you, this is going to
I think I'm still even Steven, though, because I looked at it myself and I was even.
You are even Stevens, yeah.
Yeah, we counted it last week.
Oh yeah, no, I got it right actually. I don't know how I fucked that up, but either way.
I wish the Oscars were like this more. I mean, it gets like this sometimes, but
well, they did that.
I know
one
they
year
did
with,
it one
Moon
year,
Light.
And I wish they would do it more.
It was
pretty great.
Everybody's longest win and loss streak. Alex, your longest win streak was 3 in a row. And I think I think they were all against me. Losing streak.
Does that say something about me or about you?
Hey, we'll figure it out. We got more after
column
this.
Column A, column B.
Your longest losing streak was 4 in a row. Yeah, so.
So I'd say on average I was. That doesn't say anything. All right, I'll take 4.
No, it's interesting how, like, you and Brendan were the most, like, even keel most of the time. Like, Brendan especially going 8-8. Like, the second half of the podcast, Brendan, you literally won one and lost one each time you were.
Oh, I know. It was riveting.
By design, perhaps. Never knew which way those were going to fall.
Yeah, my longest win streak was 3, and that was the Prestige onward. Longest losing streak, 9. It was very rough for those of us who remember. Longest consecutive losing streak, also mine, of 5 in a row.
You were in a lot of them in the
it was back to back.
Those 5, I remember that. That was a... You didn't look that excited to show up.
I was.
You showed up gray and green, and you had bags under your eyes, and you had a hunch.
Well, now, listeners, I always show up green, as I famously am the Slimer, but I was a little dimmer than normal.
Yeah, but the gray hue is what concerned me. I almost called your mom.
Ryan's longest win streak, 6. Longest losing streak, 1. He never lost consecutive movies.
Yes.
And then Brendan, again, just speaking to it, longest win streak, 3. Longest losing streak, 2.
Oh, man, I wish I could have gotten 3. That would have been crazy.
So it could have been evens and evens.
Wait, so did you guys all have your longest as 3?
Oh, nice. I didn't notice that. Yeah. Yeah. All of our longest win streaks were 3. Half of Ryan's.
Yeah. Yeah, because once we would go up against one of Ryan's movies, we'd lose. So we could only go for so long.
That is until you bring out the big guns. Yeah. And that is Tom Cruise action blockbusters.
Hell yeah.
The man knows how to make a movie. I don't know what you want me to say.
That's probably the most commented on episode, at least to me. Everybody always asks me about that one when they tell me they're watching the podcast. They can't understand that
episode. I think that tells us that we need to continue to be, like, the most controversial, because that's engagement. That's money right there.
Because that's them dollar bills. I think probably by far, whenever I show anybody this, that is always the one where they're like, what the fuck?
I don't know how
and
it's
I have to explain that.
I
have to explain that you were on high on cough syrup.
I say that. And, I explicitly say, and I sound like shit in that episode. Like, I...
No. I had multiple people like, you guys are just being edgy. You're just trying to, like, you know. And I was like, no. Not at all.
Oh, they think we're faking it for the camera?
They think we're faking it
or
for
you
the
guys,
camera.
I guess. I mean, I stuck to my roots. I don't mind being a man of the people.
If we were being edgy,
popular vote.
If we were being edgy, Ryan would not have 13 wins.
I know. Like, it's not like it's. There was just something, like it just hit me in that way where it was giving me a headache to watch Pulp Fiction. You know. Yeah. Like,
it's a right place, right time kind of thing.
Listen, everybody, that episode is a product of its time. We can't be held accountable for what we said in that episode.
And it has nothing
it
to do with the envelope
times were
I got from Alex that I guess had some sort of Ebola virus in it.
I guess, Kyle, before you go into your next one, although he wasn't in Pulp Fiction, but... Anyways, I'll just spit it out. I mentioned to Kyle earlier, I had a kind of a silly fact. I don't know who the most prolific actor in our list was, but I know John C. Reilly was up there, 4 appearances, and that was poison to whoever picked it. John C. Reilly did not move on a single time.
You're shitting!
Yeah. Magnolia, The Sisters Brothers, Talladega Nights, and Aviator. All John C. Reilly, all crashed and burned. We're not going to have any John C. on the second half.
So 3 of those were mine as well. So I'm gonna blame John C. Reilly, not the movies I picked.
Yeah, John C. Reilly's. I mean, friend of the podcast, of course. I mean, one of our biggest donors and producers. But,
we keep trying to get him on.
Sorry, John.
Oh, man, that
sorry, John. It's just not paying off in the Kino stats.
Voting wise, I think we each got 1-4-0. No more, no less. I believe So the first kind of was Old Boy. That was the 3VO because I had to recuse myself because of that horrible ordeal. I do own Old Boy on DVD now, so I'm very excited. That was a gift from Christian. He stole it from Netflix.
It's DVD, not like a Blu-ray or anything?
I don't think there is a Blu-ray of it.
Yeah, no, it's just DVD. I believe our first 4-0 was Her versus Fury. Nope, actually, take that back. I apologize. Our actual first one was Whiplash versus the Hudsucker Proxy. I gave the tip of the hat. So Brendan was first. Then it was Alex with...
What? No, Alex was first. Mine was Whiplash.
Yeah, I mixed those. Alex was first. Then it was Brendan with Her versus Fury. Then it was Ryan with Children of Men versus The Incredibles. And then me with the Prestige versus Spirited Away.
Perhaps the biggest upset.
That one was...
First round.
That one was an upset.
Yes and no, because it was my 2 seed versus his 15 seed. So in theory, it shouldn't have been. But with the letterbox score and just expectations. But I would agree that might be the biggest. A fun thing about the bracket that I figured out as I was doing this, Alex didn't have a movie on the left side of the bracket. Every single one was... It was on the right side.
I did notice that, like, soon after we started. And the rest of us are pretty evenly distributed throughout, so it's weird that that happened. But
I mean, it doesn't really matter
Brendan
just
and I
because...
are heavier.
I guess it matters his chances to progress. Sorry, Alex.
No, I...
Yeah.
Oh, I guess, yeah, like, I...
Like, best case scenario, no, I feel now like you arguably... go up against yourself.
No, I feel exactly, and that would help me actually progress. So
oh,
I
yeah,
like
that's
it,
true, yeah.
More of an advantage than anything.
That's easy mode.
It's all by design.
Alex is playing the long game.
Ryan has the most of his own going up against the most, but it's not that far. The next thing I've got down here is who went against who the most, and then the win losses individually. Guesses for who went against who the most, just across the board. What was the biggest
you and I, Kyle?
I was gonna say you and me, Kyle.
Interesting, Ryan.
I'd say probably Kyle and Alex. I don't know. Feels like Kyle and somebody.
I know, because there's five in a row.
Actually, no, I know. And I don't know how the math works on this. The two that went head-to-head the most were Ryan versus Alex with 7.
I do not remember that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
They must have been sprinkled all
and
throughout.
Obviously, it was a bit of a beat down. That was a not undefeated. That was a 6-1 ratio.
Yeah, but that's crazy because like I don't think I ever won over Ryan, did I?
Yeah, no, you didn't.
Yeah, so that's an impressive feat.
Wait, so Kyle, you beat too. Ryan twice then?
No.
I did. I beat Ryan more than anybody.
Oh wow.
Yeah, no, so Ryan versus Alex was the most. Tied for the least was me versus Alex and Brendan versus Alex with 4 apiece. And then Brendan, you and me went head-to-head 6 times. Brendan and Alex went head-to-head 5 times. And let's see. Ryan, you and me went head-to-head 6 times. Of those... Brendan, you versus me, you beat me 4 times, and I beat you twice.
Yes.
Brendan versus Ryan, like I said, Ryan dominated. That is a 4 wins for Ryan, 0 for Brendan. Brendan versus Alex. Brendan beat down on Alex 4 times, and Alex beat Brendan once. Like I said, me versus Ryan, that was a 2-4. I'm pretty happy with that ratio.
That's an impressive ratio.
And then me versus Alex. I only beat Alex one time, and he beat me 3 times. So I don't have a winning record over anybody.
It's so interesting how this works out, because I'm losing, but you're having like some of the worst stats.
I don't understand. Like, I was sitting here, I'm like, how do I not have a winning record against anybody, but I have more wins than Alex?
I think it just comes down to how much Alex and I faced off. Okay. What'd you say? Was it?
You guys faced off 7 times, and you beat him 6 times.
Gotcha.
So you beat, you beat Alex more than anybody. Let's see. Alex's only winning was versus me. And then, yeah, Brendan, I mean, pretty straight across the 2. Yeah, Brendan, you had 4 wins versus 2 of us and 4 losses. So, again, all things even. He stepped away, so he didn't hear that. But
I think he has his headphones on. Oh, no, he doesn't.
That's fine.
Go ahead and repeat.
Oh, no, I was just... Brendan, you, in each of your matchups, you had either 4 wins or 4 losses against your opponent.
Okay, I like that.
All things even.
All things even. I'm loving that I got such an even record.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Just an even keel kind of guy.
This is great.
Well, because, like, okay, so legitimately, my goal was to give, like, an even amount of my, like, tastes. Because there's a lot of, like, dog shit on my list that I just love because it's goofy. But then I tried to balance that with, like, good movies.
Yeah. I feel like you always found an audience, though. I don't think there was any one of your picks that was, like, panned by everybody. I don't think.
No, I even with Rocketeer, I had Kyle.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, no, I feel like your movies that are considered bad are really just underrated, and you know, maybe like at the time it was like, oh, we expect it differently from this director, but nowadays it's like, wow, that was creative and unique, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, I don't know, because I know I think Smoke Signals is one that was pretty split. Like, me and Brendan liked it, you and Kyle didn't really. Metropolis as well, I feel like, yeah, was kind of that way.
Divisive.
So definitely a few of those, but yeah, I think in every instance you found somebody to fight in your corner.
It's my goal, you know. If I can win over one, you know, all it takes is one. And then that person, they win over one other person. And then that person, and yeah, then it spreads.
This is how I win.
Yeah. A drop becomes an ocean. What was that line from Cloud Atlas? What is an ocean but a multitude of drops? That was great. And then they had that Asian that woman in the white really face good. With the red hair. Remember that, Kyle?
Yeah. It's pretty sweet.
Oh, that was a cool movie.
I still haven't seen it.
Oh, I should have put it on the list.
Me neither.
But then I'd have to say that one of my favorite movies is Cloud Atlas, and that's not true.
And that would be a lie. So yeah, that is all I had for the game aspect of this.
Do you know, so we know who, sorry, we know that each of us got a 4-0. Do you know how many of us got 4-0'd? Like, did any of us get 4-0'd more than once?
It's pretty easy to put. So I got, I got 4-0'd twice. at any given point, it's going to be me.
What, Hudsucker and?
Hudsucker and Fury.
Oh, Kyle,
dude, you have the worst stats, but you're not losing.
We should, man, I wish you were losing, because then we could, like, all chip in. We could all chip in and buy you, like, a big poster for that old, like, Fox show, Biggest Loser. And you could have, like, the guy with the...
I wouldn't want that. Why would I want that? That's cool. Yeah, and I think I guess by those means, Ryan was the only one who didn't get 4-0'd.
What did Brendan's get 4-0'd with?
The Rocketeer, right?
Because Alex got 4-0'd on the Spirit.
I didn't get 4-0'd at all, I don't think. Because even Rocketeer, you voted for. I voted against Rocketeer.
I did. Hudsucker, Fury, The Prestige. Oh, no! No, Alex, so yeah, you got 4-0'd twice as well.
So Spirited Away.
Rounding up the bottom, baby. Spirited Away and the Incredibles got 4-0'd.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, because that was Children of Men and Prestige. Okay. And then Whiplash and whichever the other one was.
So just as a general go up against? Rule, what'd you say? What Fury what went Fury? Up against her.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that tracks.
Yeah. But yeah. If we want to move over to our movies and what we got.
I would love to.
And this is including our Christmas specials.
Okay.
So, of the movies we watched over the past year and a half, Ryan, you are right. John C. Reilly, with 4 movies, is our top star, but he is tied with 2 others.
Tom Cruise?
No, actually, Tom Cruise isn't even in the top 10.
Yeah, because he's only in 2, right?
Should be.
Yeah. I guess he is, yeah. Magnolia, he'd have to be. He is tied with Michael Caine in Children of Men.
Interstellar.
The Prestige.
Prestige.
Interstellar.
Inception.
Because of all that Nolan.
All that Nolan.
yeah, can reveal. Actually, he's tied with someone for our most watched director.
Oh shit. I am actually really curious to know who the other director is then.
But the other star that we had 4 movies in, and I'm like, what, where, was Ian Holm.
What?
The only one I recognize him in is he plays Bilbo in Lord of the Rings. But he is also in Ratatouille.
Okay.
The Aviator and Alien. Which I'm like, who the hell is he in Alien?
Yeah,
is he
the
one that gets the chest? Yeah.
Oh, he's the guy who's the alien burst out of his chest?
That's John Hurt.
No. The
Oh yeah, you're right.
Yeah, get it.
He's the Android.
The Android
okay.
is the one with the milk who shoots out of him.
it is? Okay, so yeah Ash. Yeah. Yeah, he plays Ash.
Yeah, Ash.
Okay.
That's his name.
Let's see. In
so we had 3 actors with 4 appearances. John C. Reilly, Michael Caine,
yep.
and Ian Holm.
I thought it might be Natalie Portman because she was Black Swan, Leon, and V for Vendetta.
So Natalie Portman is in our next crop of 3. Ian Holm in Ratatouille plays Skinner. I do not know who Skinner is.
He was that guy who was going around Paris and he was skinning people. It was
yeah. That's like my favorite scene, probably.
Well, yeah, it's when they're it's when he's crawling through the apartment building. You hear him in the background, someone going, "I'm gonna eat your skin."
You just see him peeling his skin off like cheese off pizza. Yeah.
And then in The Aviator, he plays the professor who Howard Hughes gets to. He's the meteorologist who he gets to comment on women's breasts and how exposed they are in movies.
Okay.
Did not recognize that. But yeah, so those are our top 3 actors. After him, it's the next 6 tied for 3 apiece. Ryan, you got one of them, Natalie Portman. And they're all pretty. What? There's 2 that I don't know, but the others are. The other 3 are really big names. Any guesses?
Christian Bale, maybe?
Brad Pitt?
Nope, nope. Christian Bale's not in the top 10.
Not Brad Pitt either?
Not Brad Pitt, nope.
Because he was Snatch and Fury. Lots of overlap from you, Kyle. You pick lots of movie with
Michael
Chiklis with the same people in it.
I like the people that I recognize.
Oh,
I'm trying to think of who's in animated movies, like as the dub, because those would be like ones that you wouldn't.
Oh, yeah, because Christian. Oh no, wait, we didn't watch.
Yeah, we didn't watch House. That's why I said it, and I was like, no shit, we didn't watch. Yeah, no, I don't know.
So I'll.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
All right, so one of them is the one and only Tom Hanks.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, fuck.
Oh, yeah.
What was the third one?
Because I'll give you, because we're, it's more than just the round of 64. It's also the Christmas specials. So.
Oh, yeah, you're right. That's what I didn't consider
as the Polar
Mile, Express.
Forrest Gump, and Polar Express.
Oh, tricky, tricky, Kyle. that was an ACT question. You would have had me fooled.
Oh, no shit. This one snuck up on me. John Goodman.
Oh, wow.
I was going to say John Goodman, but I couldn't think of three movies.
So this is interesting. This one's actually really tricky. You could probably name the two he's in right off the top of your head.
I mean, Llewyn Davis, and I mean, that's the only one I can think of.
Yeah, I can't think of the second one. For some reason, I feel like I saw him in something else.
It was one of yours. It was Speed Racer.
Oh,
duh.
Yeah, he's the dad.
Yeah.
That's right.
But the third is he plays the voice of essentially like News on the March, but in Hudsucker Proxy.
Oh.
And the last big name of the crop in the next six is Brendan Gleeson.
Oh, good. Good.
Yeah.
Respect.
Got him in, obviously, In Bruges, Edge of Tomorrow, and Paddington 2.
Oh, he's in Edge of Tomorrow.
Right.
He's a
general,
I forgot he
was the general in that. Yeah.
The others are, and so this is our... from our Japanese collection, Tetsu Watanabe, who is in Shin Godzilla, The Cat Returns, undubbed, and Princess Mononoke, undubbed. I do not know how to get the dub statistics up. And the other, I do not know who this guy is. He must be an extra. And it's all the Nolan movies. It's Russ Faga. And he's in all three of our Nolans.
That's awesome. What a guy. Let's tweet this episode at him.
And then...
You're muted. You're muted. Unmute yourself.
Russ Faga? Is that what you said?
Russ Faga.
Huh, cool.
Yeah, he's in all the Nolan movies. I don't know.
He's a long lost brother of Vincent Vega and whoever the other guy in Reservoir Dogs was.
two movies is our next highest amount, obviously, because one doesn't make the cut. So I'll just list off the names there. We've got Gary Sinise.
Okay.
I don't know what he's in besides. Oh, Green Mile, duh.
Maybe, he plays Mr. Jingle.
He does, he does. We got Peter Capaldi in both of mine. Paddington and...
Doctor Who.
Correct. This was Alec one. Baldwin is... oh, yeah, that's because of Beetlejuice.
But what's the second one?
Aviator.
Yeah, Aviator, thank you.
Oh.
He was in that? Yeah. He's like the guy.
He's like Boeing or something. That. Oh, no. He was, the guy at TC.
He's Pan Am.
Yeah, he's like
Pan Am. I just remember Leo being naked in his home theater in that movie.
Steve Buscemi in Hudsucker and Pulp Fiction.
Hudsucker?
Yeah, he plays, he makes a cameo, essentially, like John Goodman. He plays the beatnik bartender.
Oh.
Yeah. Jennifer Jason Leigh. So we have a lot. Hudsucker is the most repeat offender.
Well, yeah, because it's shot like an episode of 30 Rock where they just have cutaway gags with famous actors.
But yeah, her other one would have been Good Time. Michael Keaton made the cut.
Good.
Not being in a single round of 64 movies. Jack Frost
and Beetlejuice, right?
He said Jack Frost and Beetlejuice.
Oh, man.
Kevin Spacey in Moon, and then Fred Claus.
I love that you included the special episode or the special film. It throws a wrench in my guesses.
Tom Skerritt. Alien is the big one, but also Smoke Signals, which I have no clue who he is in
Smoke Signals.
The only guy I can think is like maybe the sheriff.
Yeah, I'd have to imagine.
He played that wig the guy wore when he was running on the highway at the end.
The last known repeat is Ben Whishaw, and that's two of mine. That's Paddington and
Skyfall.
David Copperfield. Correct. God, Skyfall would have been a fun one.
Skyfall might have won.
I like Skyfall.
Director. So yeah, three films is our highest repeat. We all know one, Christopher Nolan. I think the second one is hilarious.
I have no idea who it would be.
Consider the Christmas specials. That's my hint.
Oh, is it freaking Zemeckis?
It's Zemeckis.
Wait, which Chris? Oh, did he do Polar Express?
He did Polar Express.
Back to the Future, Polar Express, and what else?
Gump, baby, Gump.
I forget he did that.
Oh, Bubba.
His career trajectory is crazy that he went from Back to the Future to Forrest Gump to Polar Express and then to Pinocchio on Disney Plus. Like, what? Yeah. What the heck?
What is interesting is I think as I was the repeat for actors, Alex is the repeat for directors. So you had two Christopher Nolan. The rest are our two films.
Oh, doesn't he have two Brad Birds?
He does have two Brad Birds. Yep. Got Ratatouille and The Incredibles. Mm-hmm.
I have two Kubricks.
You have two Kubricks. Yep. And Alex, you have two Damien Chazelle pieces with First Man and Whiplash. We have Miyazaki making an appearance with Mononoke and Spirited Away.
Oh, he didn't do the character.
Ryan?
No. That was someone whose name I'm not going to try and pronounce off the top of my head.
A wise decision.
Out of love and respect.
Out of fear.
No. Love and respect.
What's the movie that The Cat Returns is a spinoff of?
Whisper of the Heart.
And did Miyazaki direct that one?
He did not direct that one either. He did the original like story for it, but then someone else wrote the screenplay and someone else directed it. But it's beautiful.
I saw you just watched it.
Mm-hmm. It hit me.
Very nice.
I don't know why. I have like 3 hours to kill every night, and I'm like, all right, I want to feel something. And Bond wasn't cutting the mustard.
Oh, no, I can't believe that, man.
And then yeah, our last repeat are the Coens. We had two Coen films, Hudsucker and Inside Llewyn Davis. So the Coens did not make it forward. Every Christopher Nolan movie made it forward.
Crowd pleasing.
What did Inception go against?
Operation Inception, Avalanche.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm surprised Inception won that.
Me too.
It was 3-1, wasn't it?
It was 3-1, yeah. It wasn't a tie. Yeah.
Yeah, I was the only one who voted it.
Yeah. And then, yeah. So we got some other just little fun
this
ones
is
here.
Fun. I love this.
I thought this would be fun, right?
You know what? I just want to say thank you, Kyle, for preparing all this data.
I did it. I did it.
Thank
totally.
Thank you, Kyle.
our biggest producers. Our producers that were on here more than anybody else. Anybody got a guess?
It's like Harvey. Spielberg.
What is Zack Snyder's wife's name? Is it like Deborah Snyder?
That would be nuts.
Well, no, because she is a big director. She not director. She's a big producer. I know she produced she's like an executive producer or something on like one of the Nolan movies. Because she's at Warner Brothers. Mm. I think it's like Deb.
Yeah, I can't. Don't got much.
Okay.
One of my guesses is Harvey Weinstein, just because he's involved so much.
It's the Weinstein.
No.
It's Harv. It's Harv.
How many?
Four.
I know Pulp Fiction.
Magnolia, right?
I wonder if I can get
probably. Him. I don't know. That's why that was my guess.
So Pulp Fiction.
A lot of ground.
Scream.
Oh.
Lord of the Rings and The Aviator.
Oh, okay.
Is Spielberg on this list of producers? Did he produce?
No, he's Back not actually. After the group of four is Nolan, who produced all of his own. Yeah, no. He had to have produced Indiana Jones.
Well, no, he directed it.
I think he had the clout by then.
Yeah, but Nolan produces all movies too.
Yeah, but that was a different time, you know. they were racist outwardly. They did things differently, Alex. You can't try and understand it.
Cinematographer repeat. The only one I recognize is Deakins. We have Dean Cundley or Cundy, Wally Pfister, Don Burgess, and David Tattersall.
These are the most British sounding people I've ever heard.
Wally Pfister.
Oh, it's Devin Waterschnottel. is that Ponds Lake over there? Is that Walter Goggins Ponds Lake?
Composer, I'm actually a little shocked. Zimmer did not make the top five.
I
guess he
because he didn't.
Inception or Stellar, that's it.
Yeah, because he didn't do Prestige.
No, he didn't. Our most used composer was Howard Shore.
Isn't Howard Shore the name of like a fictional character?
Bro.
Hold on.
No, Howard Duck.
Yeah.
What did Howard Shore compose?
Loader,
Silence of the Lambs, and The Aviator. And then our studio. This is the last one I have, pretty much. Studio that did the most was the seemingly almost dead in the water somehow Warner Brothers Studios with producing 13 of our movies total. That's followed by Universal with 8, and then we start getting into ties like with Disney and
I'm proud
Silver
of us
Pictures, who I have no clue
I'm are. Proud of us.
Did Disney do Cat Returns?
I mean, Disney's not. They were just the localization. I don't know if they're credited as like producers or like the studio.
I've seen Disney on either that or Mononoke.
Because Disney did the localization for all of them.
Yeah.
But then now it's not done by Disney anymore. But they have the same dub. So now it's by G Kids, which is a different company. So like if you go,
the only Disney ones we have. Sorry.
I was going to say, so, like, if you buy a Blu-ray of, like, a Ghibli movie now, it's not going to have any Disney stuff on it. Unless you're me and you order the Disney copies from eBay because you're a collector.
Gotcha. So we have Ratatouille, Incredibles, and Tron, right?
Yeah, that's it, I think.
Rocketeer.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, Rocketeer. I forgot that's Disney. All the sex makes it seem like it wouldn't be.
Yeah. Sure. And then the last breakdown we have is by country.
USA.
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 I will say we are taking the majority with 65.
Wait, with 65? What do you mean with 65?
It doesn't make sense.
Well, so 75 movies are being evaluated total because of the specials.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Little players, we have one from Brazil.
75? There's 64 movies plus... How many total movies? Because 64 movies.
75 movies are in evaluation total.
We've had 11 specials. Or special films, I guess.
Oh, it wasn't 12?
No, you didn't pick one.
I
didn't pick a Christmas. Okay, yeah, 75.
So, yeah, we've got 64. One Brazil. Thank you, City of God.
City of God. Spain, perhaps?
Pan's Labyrinth. Three in Spain. That's going to be Sister's Brother, Pan's Labyrinth, and 1917.
Oh. Is this where they were, filmed?
I think it's just shot places where they were filmed. Oh, so, yeah, okay. There's going to be some crossover with this.
Interesting, okay.
Japan?
But, yes. We got six from Japan. So that's pretty high, actually. That's going to be Akira, Mononoke, Metropolis, Spirited Away, Cat Returns, and Shin Godzilla.
What can we say? We're cultured.
Oh my!
This one I find pretty fun. One from China, Fury.
What? They shot that in China?
Yeah, right. Right.
Isn't Brad Pitt able the pocket to shoot of the Chinese in China? Or something?
Oh my God, Kyle! No, that point. Explains why they thank China for the treatment of the Uyghur people at the end of the movie.
Indeed, I thought that was weird. I think second most behind the U.S. is Britain, which is 22.
Paddington's. 22 movies in Britain. Oh wow, that's a lot more.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh wait, we should have Belgium, right, for In Bruges.
Let's see. Yep, Belgium. Got one in Belgium, one in Romania. The Sisters Brothers. Wow, didn't know that.
Is the moon on here? See. For moon. Apollo 11.
Yeah. Oh, I don't think so, buddy. I really don't. Dread, South Africa.
That makes sense.
And
does it? You guys seem to agree on that. Why is that? Why does that make sense?
Because I think of South Africa, I think of District 9. If I think of South African depictions in movies, I think District 9.
I think of Neil Blomkamp. And then,
Chappie. And then I imagine.
I don't know much about
I just Mega think of City 1.
Yeah. Or I think of the backgrounds in Invictus. And those also didn't look that nice.
I have one last row of stats here, and that is release year.
Do you have it by decades?
I've got by year specifically, so I mean.
Okay, well, hey, how about we guess this one before Kyle reveals it? So it goes all the way back to the 70s, right? That's our oldest movie?
No. We have Citizen Kane. Our oldest movie. Yep. So 41 is the oldest.
But
the newest
to consider would be 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, 2010s.
Those are all of them, yes.
No, but I'm thinking do we have any in the 2020s?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Oh wait, we do?
Yeah, we do. 2020. There is that is our newest. Yep.
Which one?
Alex again is not up on it. That would be Bo Burnham's Inside.
Big Burnham. I still laugh every time Brendan introduces that. He says, talking about Big Burnhams. I don't know why it cracks me up on that episode. Big Burnham.
So
my guess is 90s.
My guess is early aughts. Popular. Because I picked a lot of early aughts.
Yeah.
I think, yeah. Early 2000s.
Oh, yeah, and Alex.
Early Zeds for me.
Alex, yeah. Alex had a lot of aughts, too, because, like, Incredibles and stuff like that. So, yeah, I'm going to go aughts. I'm going to go 2000s.
What is this word you're saying?
Aughts?
Yeah.
That's what it's called. It's called the aughts, the early aughts.
Spell that. Define it. I don't know this word.
I actually don't know how to spell this, but this is just how old people talk about it. I work with a lot of old people, okay? They call it the aughts.
Is this an abbreviation or is this a word?
Hold on. It's A-U-G-H-T-S. So the aughts
or
the noughties are terms referring to the decade 2000 to 2009.
Yeah, I'd call it the noughties.
Yeah,
that's my guess.
My vote is for the naughties.
Yeah.
The naughty oddies. Kyle, what are you looking at?
Counting, Kyle?
I'm counting. I got to count them. So you guys are just aggressively correct. Yeah.
Not the 90s.
So the 90s is second most with 12. But yeah, the majority, over a third of our movies are from the early 2000s with 24.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, twice as many as the 90s.
Highest year is a tie of five films.
Oh, shit.
And we have two years with five films in them.
I feel it's like 2008 or something.
All right, we got 2008.
My guess is
plus or minus a year.
My guess is
1999 was not in the running.
06.
Yep, Ryan got one of them. 2006. Five films.
2001.
It was. Once again, you got to remember those Christmas specials. They sneak up on you. We have Pan's Labyrinth, Talladega Nights, Children of Men, The Prestige, and The Santa Claus 3.
Oh my god, the third Santa Claus came out that long ago, and it's taken them this long to continue the series?
Yeah.
And,
we waited with a painful breath, just waiting for that fourth Santa Claus. Please, please. At least that's what Kyle was doing as soon as the last Christmas special aired. He's like, when is it coming out?
Kyle, did you watch that?
No, God.
Fake fan.
Kyle.
No, I certainly don't have a body pillow of Tim Allen dressed up as Santa.
Oh, and can you like blow it up so that it gets fatter as like
what a foul thought.
Did you all watch it?
I don't like those movies. Well, the first two are okay. I don't like the third one in particular.
Alex, I know you weren't there, but Kyle was just so glowing about Santa Claus 3 that I was like, well, he's got to watch this show now. It was basically made for him.
I don't know if I ever said it on the podcast since the Krampus got me the first time, but after I put the Santa Claus 3 on my list, ironically, but after watching it, because that's the only Christmas movie I did end up watching before I got kidnapped, I enjoyed it quite a lot. I was laughing.
Hell yeah, man. I was
genuinely laughing through a lot of it, non-ironically.
Missed out, because, yeah, that would be another one where it's me and Brendan who hate it. And Kyle who like it.
The specials have been kind of divisive.
Yeah, I love the specials.
It's pretty much been...
Yeah,
I've been having a blast with them.
VHS, yeah.
Any guesses to the second year of five? Spoilers, it is another Christmas movie that gets this over the hill.
2020...
When did Polar Express come out?
don't know.
It was 04, I think. That's my guess. Is 1998.
1998.
Oh, your fucking also, Price is Writing me. I hate that.
No. 1998 is another low year.
My guess is whatever year Polar Express came out.
Let's check 2004 if that's when Polar Express came out.
Oh.
It was 2004, and that is a higher year for us. That was 3. Aviator, Incredibles, and Polar Express.
All right, what was the special year?
2016.
Oh.
Zipser?
Wow. No.
Zipser. Zipser puts it over.
I got to remember we did 2 Christmas specials.
other movies to come out that year.
I and the
Lost City of Z.
Rest in peace.
Shin Godzilla. Hell or High Water. And Operation Avalanche.
That was a good year.
Yeah, lots of Brendan's movies. Yeah. Brendan, you like that year.
Going into senior year of high school, you know, I was just watching a lot of movies.
No.
Oh, no shit. Actually, hey, everybody. Letterboxd Lovely does. How many of your movies are on the IMDb top 250?
Oh, there we go.
We have 27 out of 250. Oh, it's not going to break them down. That's too bad. Again, just imagine that 16 of them are Ryan's.
Hey, everybody. Ryan here. Just cutting in really quick to give the IMDb stat. We didn't look it up for the recording, so we crunched the numbers afterward. The final percentage of movies from the IMDb top 250 for each of us ended up being... myself and Alex having 9 of our 16 films each being present in the IMDb top 250. Kyle had 7 of his 16 in the top 250. And Brendan only had 1 of his picks from the top 250. Along those lines, Alex had 5 wins, and 4 of those wins were from the IMDb top 250. Kyle had 6 wins, and 4 of those came from the top 250. I had 13 wins, 8 of which came from the top 250. And Brendan's 8 wins, since he only had 1 pick, only 1 of those wins came from the top 250. So hopefully that's interesting. Hopefully that clears some things up. So thanks. Cutting back to the episode. Wait, how do you know it's 27 out of the 250? It doesn't tell you which ones, though?
I'm trying to see if I can. Yeah, no, it won't. No, just shows you the list. You watch 10%. Yep. Could go down, but... That'll be a rabbit hole for another day. We've seen 10% of IMDb's top 250. Only 2 best picture winners were on our list. I don't know what those would have
been. Tron.
Gump.
Gump, actually.
Speed Racer. Oh, Steve Jobs, probably, right?
No, that didn't win.
No.
That got snubbed.
Actually, don't know this one. When is our?
Yeah, I don't know what the second one would be.
Maybe 2000. Oh, Citizen Kane. Wait, maybe no. Kane might not have been actually.
I don't think so. I have no idea. It's kind of weird that it tells you that there are existing entries, because in theory that means it knows.
I know.
if it got the count.
Oh, Silence.
Oh yeah,
is our other one.
Yeah, that did.
I forgot. Ryan, I forgot that you put down the hip Martin Scorsese film Silence on your list.
Your silence is deafening.
That's not a quote from that movie.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
It should be, though.
The only other one we've got is the AFI Top 100.
Who gives a shit about them?
I kind of like the AFI. I think they're kind of cool.
No, IMDb or nothing. I only care about what the people care about, Kyle.
But yeah, that is Kino Clash's all-time stats. Thank you, Letterboxd, for...
Oh.
Well, actually, Letterboxd, you can thank me.
Okay.
But yeah.
I didn't realize that Letterboxd let you like generate that many like stats.
You have to pay for it.
Oh.
Which I did, because I thought that would be fun.
Yeah.
And I think it was.
I mean, I bet it was cheaper than if you paid Paige to do it for you.
I don't know. That one's pretty cheap labor. Just how it works out. But yeah, so that's the round of 64.
I think we asked this maybe 3/4 of the way through. I want to see if answers stand. What was everybody's favorite new movie they watched during this?
I wanted to ask that and everybody's least favorite movie they watched.
Me.
God, are you sure you want to do that to yourself?
Favorite new movie for me?
Oh, I know what I'm getting into. I know what I am. But yeah, no. Favorite new movie.
Either Sisters, Brothers, or whatchamacallit, or Children of Men. I bought both those movies, so that's how much I like them.
Okay, so Brendan, Sisters, Brothers, and or Children of Men.
What's your least favorite, Brendan?
Least favorite, Hudsucker Proxy or Inside.
Big Burnham. Yeah.
Come on, you liked Inside far worse than you liked Hudsucker.
That's true. That's actually true, yeah. Actually, if we can include the specials, VH fucking ass. Ugh, that.
I was gonna say, how does that compare? Okay, true. Well, if you could give me an answer right now, which one do you think was less enjoyable?
VHS.
Really?
I like.
You ripped Inside a new one.
Okay, so here's the thing. Inside, I like object to like on a personal and artistic level. Completely, but like there's a bit or two that I laughed at. I admit that in the recording. VHS was insufferable. That was such a bad fucking
you liked
time.
The last one. You liked the alien one.
I did not.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I think I feel honored, honestly, that one of my movies you dislike more than you dislike Inside. I thought that was a clear winner.
It's only the winner if I can't pick the specials.
My favorite is probably Children of Men or Magnolia. No, or Citizen Kane. Those three are really
Magnolia
really
would have blown my mind.
I love Magnolia. I keep thinking about it.
Alex, least if you're looking for a convenient list of the movies, just going on the podcast.
The Twitter?
Spotify. That's what I'm doing. Oh. No. The Twitter hasn't been updated in years.
There's dust on that Twitter.
it has the bracket, though. Least favorite, probably... Honestly, I can't think of very many that I really didn't like, except for like The Rocketeer or...
You didn't like Leon.
Oh, Leon. That's my least favorite. That movie was... I felt insulted. I don't know. The Rocketeer is, I think, is a worse movie, but I enjoyed Leon much less.
That's fair.
Yeah. I think... Brendan takes both of mine. I think Shin Godzilla has been my favorite new one, and Rocketeer was my least favorite.
Are you kidding me? Really?
Yeah. Shin Godzilla is great.
To Rocketeer. Shin Godzilla, actually, Shin Godzilla I'm a little surprised by, too. But
no, I don't know. I'd have to think about like maybe the best one. But yeah, Shin Godzilla, that's left a lasting impact on me.
I forgot about Snatch, though.
That's what I was waiting for. That's what I was.
Oh wait, for. Copperfield.
Oh yeah, Copperfield. Copperfield looked
now,
nice.
Hold on now.
Yeah.
Let's not be mean to David Copperfield. That one still hurts. That one still stings.
I was gonna say either Rocketeer or Copperfield, and I think I rated Rocketeer lower.
You hated Rocketeer. Like,
I was not.
We
a
saw
fan,
Red yeah. Ryan. The early beginnings of him or whatever.
Then it boiled over into Alien.
Yeah, you were so upset about Rocketeer that a week later when we recorded Alien, you were still mad.
You guys were telling me those guys weren't scientists.
Yeah, he really didn't like that. He really didn't like that.
There's also Waldo Pepper. In case that
Waldo Pepper, I enjoy. I just disagree with Kyle thinking that it's a feel good movie where Waldo Pepper is a great guy. Like, I just don't agree with that.
You're all just a bunch of snowflakes who can't handle his Sigma energy. So you're Shin Godzilla your favorite, and
yeah, Shin Godzilla and Rocketeer favorite and least respectfully.
How about that? I think favorite for me.
I think I know it.
Oh yeah.
After just reading the list, I was like, "Oh, I think that's Kyle's favorite." Is it Donnie Darko?
No, actually, that would probably be my third if I'm doing a ranking. But I think it's probably her was my number one new favorite.
Oh, I forgot.
Yeah, no, again, that legitimately might be in
pretty
my
hard
top
to
16,
beat. Yeah.
I don't know. And then gotta be Akira. Like close after that as the.
I thought you were gonna say as least, and I was like. So. What the fuck happened to you in between us recording that episode? a big baby beat the shit out of me, and now I can't watch that movie anymore.
I'm scarred, man. I'm scarred. Least favorite is probably tied.
What are your least favorites? Because you liked Rocketeer, and you liked Inside, and you liked Hudsucker.
Well, he picked Inside, so he better like it.
Yeah, those were most of mine you just mentioned.
Yeah. Great Waldo Pepper, Copperfield, these are all your movies that you enjoy.
God, so. Man, Kyle likes all the suck-ass movies.
So really, what movie did you
know?
Oh,
seriously, I can't remember. Oh. I just had it in my head.
Sorry, if I could say one thing. I have a definitive favorite movie, and it's Old Boy. I can't believe I forgot about that. That's my number one favorite.
Mm.
That is impressive.
Kyle, I know you didn't like Smoke Signals much, but I don't know if that was your least favorite.
Yeah, Smoke Signals was just kind of blasé. I really did not like Back to the Future. Like, if I'm being honest, that might be it for me. I had another one besides that, though, that I'm forgetting now.
Metropolis, you weren't big on?
Yeah, you didn't like that.
Yeah, again, like, a lot of... I didn't get much redeeming qualities out of fucking Back to the Future. Oh, God, I did. I had one that was less than that, though. Now I'm upset. I can't remember it.
Was it a winner?
I think so.
Well, what beat your movies out? I guess that's the question.
What didn't? like, Leon, I didn't mind that much. Shin Godzilla, Good Time, Silence, Magnolia. Yeah, I don't know. No, I didn't. But again, like, there were a lot that I put up a front on. But, like, I mean, good movie. Just like not for me.
I would honestly say, like, for you, maybe Metropolis was the most you like kind of said, like, this was not for me, and it grossed me out.
Yeah, you said it was like hideous and
I did not like the art.
You said
style.
That you had I nightmares about your wrists and your ankles swelling up like that.
Well, it's because of Paige's arthritis. I mean, it really hits close to home. Yeah, I'm looking at the ones that move forward. Now I'll probably give it to Back to the Future of just like one that really don't care to go back to. Maybe Leon, honestly. I know I voted for Leon,
but the more I think about
that fucking movie, I hate it. And the more I think about Inside Llewyn Davis, I like it. That's a tip from me to you, Brendan.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, I have two questions. I feel like I'm gonna forget them. So I'm not say them now, but we answer one of them. One question is, what is your favorite underrated movie that you did not expect to like? And which decision do you regret making?
Underrated.
So let's start with the one you did not expect to like. For me, I think Push. That was fun. That was real fun.
Thank you. For me, I think it would be...
Or conversely, movie you thought you would really like and did not like.
Yeah.
That's hard to think about now, because, like... Huh.
It's been a little while. I guess I didn't expect much from Smoke Signals, and I ended up liking it a lot. Yeah.
This is a thinker.
I'm going through the... Because I know there were ones I was not excited for. And I was
I think I...
Actually,
I think I regret not voting for Rocketeer. I left my friend all alone.
That's not true, buddy. Kyle he was with me.
No, that's what I mean. I left you all alone with my movie.
Oh, you left me all alone, not the Rocketeer.
Like that's like if I dropped my kid off at like some fucking random guy's house and was like, "All right, good luck." Like, yeah.
But Brendan, you love Alien.
I do love Alien. But Rocketeer has Timothy Dalton in it.
I think
Alien has a cool alien in it.
It doesn't have a bomb. Looking forward to the least, and then surprised me at how much I still liked it was Forrest Gump. I really went into that and I was like, I do not want to watch this movie. I think it's going to be lame. And it was charming as ever, and I had a big old smile on my face by the end. And then conversely, not that I was necessarily excited for it, but was really saddened by how much I disliked it, was Inception.
That's my pick.
Wow, that's
I liked Inception.
Your number one.
Yeah, but that's part of it. Like I have that hype in my head. And I think I said it in the episode where. You know, I think I've also watched it so many times, and you know, I've had it at number one. After watching, I was like, I'm seeing through the cracks now. Like I'm seeing more and more how this is a flawed movie, and yeah.
Oh shit! For me too. Yeah, I would say I wasn't expecting to like First Man as much as I did, because I remember that movie. Yeah. That movie came out, and like no one gave a shit about it, and it just kind of. Went away. So I wasn't expecting anything special, but that movie really like I still listen to the score for that movie. That movie like stuck with me for sure.
Really?
Nice.
Yeah, that might be my regret one, cuz I definitely think about First Man a lot more than Mononoke. I think it just rubbed me the wrong way, and maybe it would if I rewatched it at the time. Just how they handled a lot of the family elements, and like especially the Karen thing, like just a lot of shoehorned in extraneous details that rubbed me the wrong way. But like the things I liked about it were really strong, I felt. So yeah, that might be mine as well. I don't know that I had too many regrets. I've thought about them, and then you know, like I made my choice.
First Man lost.
Movie
right?
I'll take the converse on that. I've thought about Mononoke a lot since I watched it. And while I still don't like the ending very much, there are a lot of themes in it that I've been like, oh, that's cool. You know, that was a fun little
movie. I'm honestly excited for the rewatch.
What's it going up against?
Forrest Gump.
Gump. All right, Ryan. Yeah, do Forrest Gump meets the forest spirit?
Hello.
God, that's perfect. That's exactly what he'd say.
Just a hello.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he'd say and much. Yeah.
I don't know. I forgot if
the forest spirit wouldn't say anything, and then he'd say, "Okay."
You'd probably say something about how the forest reminds him of Vietnam.
Yeah, probably something bit me.
All right, Ryan, you did kind of slip a little bit into Charlie Bit My Finger, so you want to reel it back a little bit?
Oh yeah, Reel it back in the Gump zone. Okay. Can do.
I don't remember if I gave an answer for this, but Mononoke, I think, is the one I was excited for and disappointed by.
That's fair.
Yeah, that about adds up from the memory. I was going to say, I figure before we end, I'll just read through the matches of 32.
Actually, before, there's one thing that you did not answer.
Yeah, you and me didn't answer our regret.
Well, no, also, Nazis or gravity or whatever the fucking stupid.
Right. Yes, and I do have that, actually.
I know Letterboxd didn't generate that for you. I know you had to do that they yourself.
They didn't. And I can happily report, in 100% of the movies we watched, the villain was either Nazis or gravity, or a derivation of the two. And, you know, I think we can all learn something from that, that maybe I was right about it.
You know, and...
What was it in her?
What'd you say?
What was it in her?
Oh, that's easily gravity. I mean, come on.
Yeah? Easily? You want to expand on that?
Duh. I mean, come on. What are you talking about? We can't debase ourselves from our corporeal form in order to live with our AI wives in peace. Yeah, that's gravity, asshole.
Ryan,
come on.
Ryan, think about it. He lives in a skyscraper. It's always fighting against gravity to be that high up.
I guess you're right. I didn't think about it like that before.
Yeah. Yeah. And Fury, all right, I'll shut up. You know what? See, everyone was like Nazis, right? It's gravity. Gravity was the main villain in Fury. Bit of a trick horse there
and,
for
and
you.
And then another trick one is the Rocketeer, where it was actually both.
It was actually Nazis.
And gravity. It was both.
It's one of them trickeroonies, you know. You think it's gravity, but at the end of the movie you go,
oh my god, it's Nazis.
But it's gravity that killed the Nazis in the end.
Mm-hmm.
Who would win in a fight between the big dual-wielding pistol guy in The Rocketeer or Dredd from Dredd?
Well, Dredd would just stick a fucking grenade in the guy's mouth and be like, "Justice is served, bitch." And then he'd die.
Yeah.
Wait, Kyle. What was your biggest regret? Regret vote.
Oh, regret, but it's still, it's inside Llewyn Davis over Leon. Other way around, Leon over inside Llewyn Davis. And I really, like, I feel pretty good about every other vote I did. Inside Llewyn Davis, there are times, like, when I step in a puddle of water and I'm like, that was a good movie.
That poor man.
Didn't like him, but it was a good movie. There's been a lot of these where I'm like, oh, go on.
My biggest regret is for sure BLT and Lost City of Z. Every time I think about it, I genuinely get very upset at myself.
I couldn't believe that.
And like right now, knowing that BLT's next, I'm like, I just want to watch Lost City of Z so bad again.
I couldn't believe that.
I'm shocked still. I mean,
I genuinely,
I don't know what you were
time.
Thinking.
I think it's kind of like Brendan with his cough syrup voting for Edge of Tomorrow. I mean, I wasn't sick or anything, but there was something going on that day where I genuinely meant it. And then afterwards, I'm like, the fuck was I on?
Yeah. What if the I only done? Man to sink himself during Kino Clash. But yeah, unless anybody has anything else, I figure let's look forward.
Yeah, let's do it.
Do we know how many tiebreakers there were and who won the most tiebreakers?
I do not have that prepared.
Letterboxd wouldn't prepare that.
You think you won the most?
I mean, probably just statistically winning the most. I probably had the most ties in there.
And I all right, and then I probably lost the most looking at that.
I would actually imagine, yeah.
I mean, that would just be my guess.
Well, because I know you lost, like, two ties to me.
I lost, no, I'm pretty positive I lost more. I think my movies tied more than anybody else's. That should have been,
See, I know, that would have made you look one. Better. You should have done that.
Yeah. I'm just going to say I did. No one fact checked that.
Hey, everybody. Ryan again to update with the tie statistics. Across our 32 first episodes, we had 10 ties, those being in the Magnolia Paddington 2, Silence of the Lambs versus Snatch, Hell or High Water versus V for Vendetta, 1917 versus Black Swan, Inside versus Shin Godzilla, The Sisters Brothers versus City of God, The Cat Returns versus In Bruges, Inside Llewyn Davis versus Leon the Professional, Smoke Signals versus The Great Waldo Pepper, and finally The Lost City of Z versus Better Luck Tomorrow. So those were our 10 ties. So that ended up being myself, Ryan, with 6 ties in my matchups. Kyle had 7 ties in his matchups. Brendan had 6 ties in his matchups. And Alex only had 1 tie, which famously caused him to lose when he voted against his own movie. So that gives him 1 loss for his 1 tie. Brendan, across his 6 ties, 1-3, lost 3. So still even Steven for him. Across Kyle's ties, he had 3 wins and 4 losses. And finally, for me, across my 6 ties, I had 4 wins and 2 losses. So hopefully that, again, is interesting and helpful. Back to the episode.
Yeah. Anything else?
Nah.
That I don't have prepared?
I just want to say it's been a pleasure watching movies with you
it
guys.
It really has been.
Ting!
I have been getting excited like at the prospect of doing this again. Like I'm like, oh my god, like what new movies could I find?
My list is at 13 right now, so I'm almost ready for a whole another round.
I have
Are you really? Wow.
I have a full list of 16 already made for another round, but I'm more excited about what everyone else is going to put on their list. Cause I feel like we all put like the most like tent pole, like this is, these are movies that mean something to us. But then when we do it again, like now we get into the really special, like weird picks, like, and
a lot of mine are like guilty pleasures.
Yeah. Like I'm really excited for that. I'm really excited for like what is technically like number 32 on Kyle's list. Like what is that?
Yeah. No, I think I've got another 16 prepared. I don't have them organized yet, though. Yeah, it's gonna be neat. But we still have another 32 matches to go. Another year and a half, most probably. In order of what's to come. And then be dwelling while I read on what our new most anticipated is since Steve Jobs is no more. Beginning in the left quadrant, we have Her versus Paddington 2. Silence of the Lambs versus Hell or High Water. Push versus The Green Mile. Alien versus Good Time.
Ooh.
1917 versus Citizen Kane. Inside versus City of God. In Bruges versus Leon the Professional. Smoke Signals versus 2001. Gump versus Princess Mononoke. Steve Jobs versus Children of Men. Old Boy.
That's just a funny movie title. Sorry, go on.
Wait. Steve Jobs versus Children of Men?
Yeah, he's fighting them.
To have Forrest Gump versus Steve Jobs.
There's a chance. That would be the next matchup if both won going forward.
Forrest Gump versus Shin Godzilla.
Oh, that'd be badass.
Old Boy versus Edge of Tomorrow. Pan's Labyrinth versus The Prestige. Inception versus Donnie Darko. Doctor Strangelove versus Better Luck Tomorrow, our next one up. Whiplash versus Interstellar. And Akira versus Moon.
Interesting. I can't wait for Inside versus City of God, because I don't know if you can put wealth against poverty so starkly. Like, that's such an insane matchup. Like, someone going, I can't leave the house. To people like, my brother was just shot in the head.
Yeah, do we want to do our most anticipated?
Just before yeah,
we that's on? Mine. That's let's mine see, for sure. It.
That's yours?
Really?
That's an insane pairing of movies. No. Like, I can't
when
imagine.
You read that, Kyle.
But it's predetermined.
Exactly, but just the ass ripping it's gonna get is gonna be one for the ages.
Oh, I know, because Kyle, when you're like, no, I really liked, I really liked Inside This Watch. I'd be like, Kyle, that boy was being threatened with a gun.
Oh, there's a very legitimate chance I will be voting for City of God over Inside, because yeah, it's a very good movie.
What was the one versus the Prestige?
Pants Labyrinth. That was okay. Going to be my pick.
That's my pick.
I feel like that's probably the most contentious. I feel like that one, Whiplash, Interstellar, and Akira Moon, those are all going to be real close. No idea how that's going to
go. I think I'm most excited for Akira Interstellar. I think that is going to be really
It's
cool.
Akira Moon.
Yeah, I think I...
Or no, yeah, my bad. Whiplash, Interstellar.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure bad. I bought crystals from someone named Akira Moon once, so...
yeah, mine's the Prestige and I'm forgetting the other movie again.
Pan's Labyrinth.
Your movie.
Out of all the ones I know, out of all the ones you read, as you read them, I was like, oh, I'm probably gonna go for this one. But that one, I think I'm gonna be the most wishy-washy on.
I don't know where the ties are going to land this. What's really interesting is we're going to have a lot more two-part ties going forward, cuz we've separated the wheat from the chaff. So most of any tie was the higher number.
Yeah, we've
right?
separated our movies so from yours. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Well said. So no, I mean, number one, we really we're gonna have to come up with a system for how to evaluate two-way ties, whether that be that of old of calling anybody and just asking or going off a different metric, something to consider.
Box office numbers.
Gross.
Budget? No, it'll be the budget versus box office. So, like, how much money did it make?
Profitability metric.
Yeah, like,
yeah. Clearly, that's a good indication of the quality.
That could be.
No.
Just whichever movie has more money going forward.
Well.
I think that does it.
I think that does it for Kino Stats.
Oh. Yeah, I was going to say, this new round doesn't really have any fun themes with the matchups. The first round, we had so many interesting ones. The time travel battle,
We have wealth inequality. We have that personified. Like,
that's an exciting one.
Rich comedian complains versus distinct. People having to live in the City of God.
That's the most divisive. Most
actually, I think that probably is like of the movies that went because yeah, we've got like Steve Jobs versus Children of Men as well, which kind of mimics that of like, oh, I'm trying to start a company versus oh, life is hell.
Well, also like I think the only like themed matchup is what we have in Bruges up against Leon, and that's like Hitman Special.
Yeah, well, I suppose that is the Hitman special.
That's kind of
That matchup's predetermined, but yeah, it'll be fun.
Yeah. I think we all know how that matchup is gonna go.
Yeah, I think that's just about it. No, not a lot of parallel this time.
We'll try harder next time.
We'll come up with something.
We'll set it. We'll rig it. We'll rig it better.
Well,
that was Keno stats.
Up on an hour and a half.
I thought that was only going to be like 30 minutes. That's.
I'm impressed it lasted this long. Yeah, that was more than I was expecting.
It was interesting. I hope that listeners find it interesting. I think they will, though. I feel like there's a lot of gems, little hidden information in here.
It's as interesting.
You could probably run a whole Keno Clash trivia night with this information.
I really like the repeating actors. That was a fun bit.
Yeah. Poor John C.
What was the extra?
Yeah, that was a good stat.
Ferrero Rocher. What was the guy's name?
Russ.
Russ Fega. Russ Fega.
Ferrero Rocher.
It's got off.
It's just not even close.
All right, I think that was Keno stat.
That'll do it. Yeah. All right, end it.
Let's sign out. Oh, are we?
Yeah, it's okay. End it. But dude, yeah. Say
okay.
Yeah, actually, yeah. All right. Yeah, just the hard bye and cut it after that.
Okay.